Track 16. And finally, we have our last article, Back in 5. And this month, we visit Skoll. 1. In. Halloween month is a good time to visit Skoll on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, where the historic Skoll Inn is said to be haunted by a tearful but friendly ghost called Emma. Poor Emma, or the White Lady of Skoll, was murdered by her husband while staying at the inn in the 1750s. The inn has also served breakfast to King Charles II and hosted Lord Nelson and a highwayman who rode his horse up the grand staircase to avoid capture. Built as a coaching inn in 1655, it was so busy that it boasted a vast circular bed which could sleep up to 40 people. The inn was described by architectural historian Nikolaus Pevsner as one of the most ambitious buildings in England, erected specially for the purpose of offering hospitality to travellers, and sported a wooden sign described by Norwich doctor, scientist and writer Thomas Brown as the noblest signpost in England, featuring carved classical gods, angels, heraldic lions and Jonah emerging from the whale. The sign spanned the road for almost 200 years before being deemed too costly to repair. 2. Roman. It's no wonder Skoll is said to be a favourite with ghosts. People have lived here for thousands of years. The first Iron Age buildings discovered in Norfolk were unearthed here. In Roman times, it was where the Colchester and Caister St Edmund Road crossed the River Waveney. Archaeological finds include Roman coins, brooches, weapons and pottery, and the first Roman roofing timbers recovered in Western Europe. 3. Seances. In the 1990s, the Skoll Experiment was a series of seances run by two married couples in the cellar of a 17th century farmhouse. The Skoll Experiment group claimed to have captured spirit voices on tape and lights on film. They reported objects mysteriously moving and hovering and images appearing on rolls of factory-sealed film. Similar seances were soon being held in Switzerland, Spain, the Netherlands and California. Skeptics questioned why complete darkness was necessary, but the experimenters insisted they had found a portal to a spirit world. 5 years into the experiment, it was disbanded, with the couples talking of an interference contrary to the strict laws of time and space from a group of experimenters from the future whose motives were not entirely benevolent. 4. Churches. Skoll Church's history goes back to Saxon times. It was badly damaged by fire in the 1960s, but the restoration included a beautiful window by Patrick Reintjens, who created the baptistry window in Coventry Cathedral. Skoll now includes the hamlets of Billingford, Thelverton and Friends, which each have their own fascinating medieval church, plus Thorpe Parva, where all that remains is a dramatically ruined round tower. And 5. Pocket Park. Skoll Pocket Park is managed by the Skoll Nature Trails Trust. Volunteers transformed the area into a riverside nature trail with picnic areas, a woodland classroom and a wooden dragon said to be situated on an ancient ley line.